Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. Just want to welcome you all back. We've been back from the Ottawa Summit in Ottawa, Canada, and want to let you know share some of the great things that are occurring. Welcome to the show, Henrietta. Okay, she'll be right back with us. Just to let you know, your mic is open. So let's get started with the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. A conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, August 18th, 2013, New York City and Chi-Town, Chicago, north, south, east, west, above, below, within, and around. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. And the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And without further ado, let me bring up the question for this summit year. So we engage in a question all year long to look at how we're doing, what we're doing, and what's the context in which we're looking at things for that particular year. So the context is given by the question or the inquiry that we happen to be focused on. So this year's question is, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? So let me read that one again. What do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? So those are that's the question for the day. And Henrietta, are you there? Yeah, go ahead, Henrietta. Your mic is open. And we've got another caller. If you'd like to speak, just press 1 and I'll bring you in. And Rita, we've got a lot of noise there. Are you on the line? Can you hear me? All right, we're going to come back to you, Henrietta. There's some background noise. I'm not sure. So press 1 when you're ready to hang out. Okay. And we've got the chat room is up. We've got a guest in the chat room. So welcome our guest if you'd like to call in. We've got some open lines, 646-716-9827. And we're just really engaging in the conversation of International Black Summit and the question, and really just talking about what was available in this past summit. So for me, let me speak for myself. inside of what it was like for me. So there are a couple things that I want to share about, but I want to acknowledge the young adult space that got initiated this year. That's the first time that we've had that particular space. The young adult space is from 18 to 35, and it's really about young adults really establishing themselves out in the world. You know, we've done some traveling around the world, and what we saw and what we learned is that in South Africa, we're told, actually, we were informed by some young people who were in their 30s that they thought they should be at the youth summit. And we said, of course, well, we're not set up for that. Young people go, you know, if you're over 18, you go into the adult room. And they said, well, here in South Africa, you're a youth until you're 35. And we thought about that, and we were informed by that in such a way that we began to look at and listen for what life was telling us. Life was telling us to initiate a space for young adults, that they were going through different things than adults would be at the age of up to 35. And so Wambui, who is one of the youth facilitators who came on board at the Kenya summit, she came on board and pretty much grew up in the summit, as well as Aliyah. And what they've been able to find is, or what they developed, is a body of work that was consistent with that conversation, the enabling ability to really engage in life in a particular way. And, you know, not that all things, yes, you're an adult at 18 and you're still working through and doing some things and making some things happen. And so in so doing so, that curriculum was developed specifically to support that activity. So I just wanted to first acknowledge that conversation and acknowledge that that was the space in which it was designed and established, and was launched quite powerfully. We've had some older youth that were actually in the summit that were in their 20s, early 20s or so, mid-20s, that felt very clear that they were part of the youth summit, but not necessarily part of the adult space, and have shared there. So it was very gratifying to be able to provide them with a space that they could actually engage in. So that was wonderful. That was really a wonderful and a very powerful conversation to be able to accommodate. So that's what I wanted to say about that. And the other thing I wanted to say is that we had about 30 folks in the youth room. So we had actually over 30 for most of the time. That was very powerful. And so we're looking, you know, as with anything else, we're looking to keep the conversation going, to expand, to really take on what's next. I've got somebody who came in. But I'm going to open up your mic. You're live on the air, anything you'd like to share? You're coming in as an unrestricted number. Would you like to share? Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute then. So you're welcome to listen. Continue to listen. If you'd like to join in, just press 1. And if you're in the chat room, 646-716-9827 is the call-in number. So certainly want you to take advantage of that, please. Anyway, the conversation that I really want to focus on tonight is really the opportunity and possibility that the summit is for young people. And that's not to say that there's not an opportunity for adults either. Because there's plenty of opportunity for adults as well. So, well, we've got a particular unique conversation and a unique getting a little feedback here. We've got a unique opportunity for young people to be able to provide some opportunities for them to really begin to get themselves and to be powerfully in touch with who they are and speak to some of their history. We don't do a lot of time because what we do is spend most of the time engaging them in being responsible, being accountable for their and owning the results that they've produced in their life. So those are the three things that we actually focus on. And we do engage them in some curriculum that has them look at themselves in terms of their community, in terms of their vision, in terms of their how they see themselves and how they interact with themselves. So all of that is part of the building that we do with them. So it's very engaging. It is a lot of conversation. For most of them, it's more conversation than they have about themselves. We do some group work. We do some paired sharing and group work so that they begin to engage in community. You know, they're engaging in community in a way that they begin to, you know, look at working with people, people that they like, people that they don't like, people that they are having difficulties with, because that's something that they need to push through. So we're very clear that that is the conversation that will help to propel them further. So we do that. You know, that's part of the work that we do inside of the Youth Summit, and that's part of the work that we do to engage them inside of their own community. This year we actually had, given that we had 30, which is, I think, it's the biggest we've had in a while, so we actually had 30 young people in the youth space. We had another 15 or 20 in the young adult space, and then we had another 70 or so in the adult space. So in terms of numbers, we were very satisfied with the different levels of engagement in the three areas. So that was very exciting, actually. It was very exciting to have that dynamic and to have three rooms going at the same time. The question is kind of a reflection of both the adult and the young adult space. And you know, one of the things that I've got to acknowledge Lamar, and who was one of the youth facilitators out of Ottawa, Canada, and Joyce Jones was the other youth facilitator, who very much so caused and made things happen. I also want to acknowledge Aliyah and Wambui and Oren and oh my goodness, I'm having Zachary Morris, who is Kuumba's grandson. Those of you who've been around the summit for a while know Kuumba from Chicago. Anyway, her grandson, who was at the last Chicago summit as a participant in the youth, was also stepped up to being the youth facilitator. So he was actually a young adult facilitator, which was just the perfect space for him, because he'd been in the conversation through his grandmother. He'd been to the Chicago summit, last Chicago summit a couple of years ago, and contributed highly. And so it gave him an opportunity to engage himself inside of the conversation. So again, it was really a great space. I want to acknowledge the host team for also providing us with such a great opportunity of support around the conversation and around young people specifically, because they were key in establishing and nurturing the conversations for just wanted to say that, and to say that it was very comfortable. It was very we were very much taken care of inside of the Ottawa experience. Adrian Cadet really, really, really took care of us and made us feel comfortable and provided everything that we could have possibly needed. And of course, we had all of the other I'll call them the old heads, but you had Susan Shelton and Rosemary Blake and of course Aaron and Charlie Sutton. Charlie Sutton actually gave over the registration to Adrian and Tamara, and Jackie Lawrence. So we actually have two Jackie Lawrence. So we have Jackie Lawrence from Toronto and Jackie Lawrence from Ottawa. So Jackie Lawrence, Ottawa. Also took on registration, so it was just powerful and taken care of. And from the onset, we had young people. We had a very powerful presentation from young people on Thursday night, which was just outstanding. Really, was just outstanding. They sang and danced and had a little video presentation that. That really did make a difference. That was very freeing. It was very awesome, and it was excited, and it was just very fulfilling, I think. And to have that many young people participate was very encouraging in the program. And then we had a special guest, Aliyah, who came from Aliyah refers to herself as awesome. And she's the she is awesome. She just that's really who she is. She just flew back for the opening night after spending the last, I'm going to say about a month, at least a month, maybe 5 or 6 weeks with the First Lady of Sudan, getting ready for their second anniversary of independence. So they had the Independence Day, and Aliyah is probably the youngest person on the staff of the First Lady. And when the managing office manager was out, Aliyah was actually in charge. So it gives you kind of a sense of who Aliyah is. And Aliyah, so Aliyah came back from that conversation of managing all of those pieces and doing all those things and making all those things happen to be part of this conversation and to lead the youth summit, the young adult space. So it's pretty powerful having her there, number one, but just, so you can get a sense of who Aliyah is and what she's up to and what she's been able to provide. So, just some awesome work. Just some real awesome work that she's been doing. And again, she's another one that grew up inside the summit conversation. And all of the young people that have grown up inside of this conversation have been very fruitful, have been very have some great achievements underneath their belt. Some of which have gone off and gotten married and had children and acting careers and a lawyer. And a not-for-profit director, executive director, all kinds of things. So it really speaks to the work that the young people are doing and getting, and stuff like that. So I really wanted to share a little bit about that, a little bit about what's happening with them. Very powerful work that we're able to initiate and to keep moving forward. And opportunity, I think, is really to be able to deliver this work to young people all over the planet, because that's I think that that's where the engagement is, that's where the power is, that's where the possibility of moving our community forward is going to take us. So that's what I want to say right now about the conversation. And this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live. And I'm blessed to be able to have this conversation with you, and want to engage you again in the question for the year. And that is, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? And I especially like the second part of it. Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? So that's the question that we get to be inside of and to be engaging in. And so I know that I'm going to be doing some work with myself around my authentic self and with my vision. Am I aligned with that authentic self and with my vision? So I see that that's the work for me. I see that that's the work for the Youth Summit. as well, and to really get up underneath what that is, and how do you express it? You know, how do you express it not without being suppressed? So that's the thing that that I want to share around the community work that we're doing. And it is really community work that we're doing. We are looking for developing leaders inside of our community consistent with taking the conversation to the next level. Because we're here inside of a commitment to create a vision for the Black community and the world. And in so doing, we're looking to shake some things up, make some things happen, and do some things differently. So let's see if I can get one of my callers. Anyway, so that's what I want to do. When I just keep it moving. Again, we've got some folks in the chat room. So certainly, if you'd like to jump on board, please do. Just want to welcome you to the conversation, and certainly if you want to contribute or speak, please give us a call at 646-716-9827. So that's where you can contribute. And like that. So I'm just happy to be here. Happy been doing some engagement inside of the Washington D.C. area. I was down in Washington and got a chance to see the White House, wave to the president. I don't know if he was in there or not, but I was actually there, and that was a pretty exciting experience. And you know, it's those are the experiences for me that are about expansion. You know, expanding ourselves individually and collectively as a community. And if you have not been down there, I certainly invite you to take a look. And make some plans to go down to the Smithsonian. They've got a great African museum exhibit. Didn't get to see all of it, but what I did see was pretty outstanding. Because you know, the thing that I get excited about is the conversation. The conversation of who we are, people of Black African descent. And you know, I think we're in very exciting times. You know, it's interesting. When I was down there, I went into the I want to say it's the American I think it was the American History Museum is the place that I went into, and I saw the actual four chairs, the lunch chairs, the lunch counter chairs that that the young people stood at in Woolworths to get people to wake up to the idea of, you know, desegregating. And you know, I got to tell you, they had a demonstration, and they have an actress come out and talk about it and demonstrated it and so on and so forth. And I got to tell you that I got very choked up. I got emotional about the presentation. Because I got to see that there's still work for us to do, that the work is not done, that the work that we need to keep moving forward, and not that we need to, but that's what I choose for myself. And those who choose to do that work will do that work. And you can only do the work that's for you to do. And so I was very present to that, and I was very emotional about that. And I did stop up and share with the young actress that I'd gotten triggered. You know, I was triggered by the event. And in the International Black Film, we talk about triggers, and we talk about the question actually talks about trigger this year. It says, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? So that's the first part of the question. So when I look at that, you know, what was I triggered by? I was triggered by that there was still work to be done, and that the work that I was doing was important. So that was what that trigger revealed to me to provide me access to the alignment with my authentic self. And my authentic self is the work that I'm doing, and validated somewhat that the work that I'm up to is the work that I need to be up to, because there's still work to be done. So that was very interesting that came up this week for me when I was visiting the museum. But you know, life is so interesting. Because I just went to see the movie The Butler. And in the movie, I don't want to give away the movie because I think it's an awesome movie. Forest Whitaker and Oprah were the two main characters. But I got to tell you, that lunch scene was in that movie again. And so I experienced that conversation, that trigger, twice in the same week, which was very revealing to me. Not sure what that meant or what I needed to do about it, other than acknowledge what's so. But I got to tell you, it didn't go away. It came back, as well as a lot of other emotional things about that movie. So anyway, plug for the movie. I'm not getting any kind of payment for it, for speaking about it, but I think that it is one of those movies that will receive some attention at the Academy Awards this year. And if it doesn't, I'd be very disappointed. That being said, I think it's also an important movie for us to take our young people to, so they can appreciate some of the things that took place in our history. You know, again, looking back at that question, you know, it keeps kind of coming up. So what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? And begin to notice and see when I'm not, and why I'm not, and what, you know, what's the gap? What's missing? What's the work that needs to be done in order to have me on purpose, have me on point, have me inside of my goals and then my objectives and my strategy around having my vision be implemented. So anyway, all of that to say that life has been showing up inside of this question for 2013-2014. Absolutely. And, you know, who am I and what am I doing about that conversation? know, what's my commitment inside of that? And what is available to keep me moving forward? So, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Again, coming to you live and in color. And we are sharing about the Ottawa event. Please join us live if you like. We've got some lines available, 646-716-9827. But please join in. If you attended, please share. If you haven't attended, you can certainly ask some questions about the event. It occurred Thursday evening. It was opening night, and then we went all day Friday, Saturday, and into Sunday about 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it was, and then the facilitators, we had a body of facilitators, probably about 25 or so facilitators. We had Nancy and Teresa holding down the prerequisite. We had, I shared with some of the other folks earlier. We had Jakesha, Clara Lines, Devon. Did not facilitate this time, but she actually attended the summit event. She lost her husband right after the summit last year. And so she's been taking a little hiatus, but she was in attendance, and she did attended as a participant this year. Her husband, Edwin Devon, was also a facilitator. And the two of them had facilitated up until Friday in Birmingham and left, and he passed away that Monday. So it was good to have her in the house and to kind of share his energy, because he certainly was present as one of the ancestors. We've had quite a few that have taken their journey. But he was our latest ancestor. So I just wanted to acknowledge him in space and just to continue to honor the body of work that the facilitated body takes on. Let's see, who else can I speak to that I missed? Lenar was there from Chicago, and Conrad, who was doing our music director. And we had Sean and Ernest were there, not as facilitators, but as folks who did the sound and the equipment, the microphones, and the coordinated. Oh, the other thing I wanted to acknowledge is that this is the second, well, it's probably the third year that we actually had, third or fourth year, that we've actually had ILO. We had folks virtually. And interacting with the people in the room. So last year and this year especially, we took it to another level. So we had people interacting all weekend on the phone. We actually had our youth facilitator, Jill, virtually say hello to the young people in Ottawa. So we really are taking on technology as well. I'm certainly excited about that as a possibility, but really want to look forward around you being there in person. This year, we're going to Belize. Now, I don't know if you guys know where Belize is, but you look it up on the maps, you know, on Google Maps. Belize is a country that is right outside of, it's in South America, first of all, let's start there, and it's a little I believe it's an island. I have to check my little geography out on that one. But we're going to Belize. We don't, not sure what city yet. Should be quite interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great opportunity, and to be able to go to south of the border and checking out our I don't want to say a Spanish connection, but I just want to say because they actually speak English there. But the Central, I believe it's in Central America. But anyway, so we're going to Belize, so you definitely want to begin to look at what kind of travel arrangements that you can make to get there, because it's going to be a very picturesque space for us. I think it's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to spending some additional time after the summit there, because they have this sanctuary that is, I don't know if it's some kind of bird sanctuary. Parrots. I think it's parrots. But anyway, I'll find out a little bit more about it and let you know. But certainly it is going to be off the chain. So I implore you to put your coins together, come out for the experience of the summit, and also the opportunity to visit Belize and to find out a little bit more. We've ventured out into lots of different communities throughout the world, and Belize was calling out to us. So, you know, what can I say? I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to make it a point to miss it, to not miss it. So if you're up for it, make it happen. Well, it's going to be special. You don't want to miss it. You surely don't want to miss it. Anyway, we're wrapping up, winding down a little bit. This International Black Summit Talk Show Network, coming to you live and in color every Sunday. We've had a couple technical difficulties the last couple of weeks. Last week, we weren't able to open up the mic, I had an event, and then I was having trouble with her internet, so she wasn't able to open up the mic. So if you called in, we apologize for any unavailability that we may have had in the past, and invite you to come on board and we're actually looking for people to support the development of this conversation and of the talk show. And we're looking for subject matters to expand the show, so we'd love to expand it. We used to have 3 or 4 shows, and so we're going to be going back to that format in the near future. So anyway, wanted to say that and to just acknowledge the team. Talk show team, which is Henrietta and myself, who've been holding it down. Clara, Lyons Devon was our team leader a little while back, and Chikasha, was supporting us and making that happen. And we had Jill Van Leeson and Jerry, Big Bad Jerry. Brooklyn, who is now in Jerry MVP, now in Virginia, So we've had some folks come through. Right now, Henrietta and I are holding it down, so we're looking for some more hosts to take it on and to expand the conversation. Certainly to continue to look at what kind of program and opportunities that are available and that we'd like to have and like to support you in having. So so again, if you have some interest and like to work with it, you know, certainly respond to us at the Blog Talk Radio or blacksummit.org, talk show at blacksummit.org, and we'll give you a call back, and you can certainly respond, and we'll get back in touch with you and find out what you'd like to do. Because we're looking for opportunities that are consistent with being positive, being expansive. We're looking for some wellness conversations, so we'd love to explore wellness. We'd love to explore some of the money conversations. I had a show for a while talking about income and wealth producing, wealth building. Wealth Club was the name of it. So we're looking to do some additional things along those lines as well. So certainly please, like I said, give us a call. And we've got a couple of minutes left, so we've got Bianchi and guest number 7022-8304. If you'd like to give a shout out to anybody, we've got about 10 minutes left, 646-716-9827. Give us a call, and if you're in the queue, press 1. And we can open up your mic and certainly provide you with an opportunity to share yourself and or clear yourself. That being the case, clearing is another distinction. So we talked about trigger and we talked about clearing inside of the conversation, International Black Summit, and trigger. Trigger is something that you're unable or unwilling to be with that causes you to go on automatic pilot. And so you are reacting to something automatically. And clearing is an opportunity for you to clear your mind, clear your thoughts, clear your head, so that you can begin to focus on what you need to be focusing on. So clearing is another distinction that we use. And distinctions are the tools of the summit. So these are tools that we're providing your young children, your young folks, as well as young adults, as well as adults. So all are sharing these distinctions in a way that is empowering and is inside of ownership, responsibility, and accountability. So those are the three things that we look to focus on in the Youth Summit. We certainly also look at it, but look at it a little differently inside of the young adult space, certainly inside of the adult space. And again, the question for the year is, what do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? I am aligned with my authentic self and with my vision. So those are the two things that, those are the questions that we're engaged in this year. So keep looking, keep inquiring for yourself what that is. You know, some of the things that we do, especially with the young people, with all the groups, all the entities, is what's your vision? You know, and your vision is not, and we want you to be clear, your vision is not a goal. The difference between a vision and a goal is that a goal you can do by yourself, but a vision you're going to need other people to do. So we don't really care what you're up to. But what we want you to be clear about is what your vision is and what you're working on. And the tools that we provide you inside the International Black Summit provide you access to staying on purpose and providing you with an opportunity to keep focused. So that's the real deal. So we're excited about beliefs. We're excited about what's next. We're excited about what you're up to inside of your community, inside of the work that you're doing, inside of your vision, inside of the projects that you're working on. And you know, I don't know. I'm a little sentimental. I don't know. I just think it's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity to provide some clarity and really to provide some focus around what it is that you see for yourself. The International Black Summit is a conversation that's being given by life to the world through people of Black African descent. And so that's the thing that that there is to kind of look at and to be with and to support, be supportive of inside of that conversation. So it really is a conversation. And we talk about that, the summit being a conversation and an event. So we just experienced the annual event, which happens in the beginning of August for those 3 days. And but the International Black Summit is a conversation that stays with you, that has you be in your life, has you be in your life in a particular way that forwards the action, that makes things happen, that is powerful, that is synchronized, that is focused, that is available, and keeps you available. So, with that being said, we've got a couple of minutes left. Just wanted to just acknowledge the support around this conversation, and excited about the work that got done. I'm excited about the work that's going to get done. I'm excited behind the folks that are involved in this conversation. The powerful things that are getting done. You know, I say that with, I share that just with a real opportunity. A real, real opportunity that it is. And you know, I'm looking forward to what we're going to get done together, and excited for what I'm going to get done this year, but also excited for what the work that we can get done together as well. So I don't even know what that is, not sure what that's going to look like, but it's certainly going to be exciting times for us inside of this question. What do my triggers reveal that provide me access to alignment with my authentic self? Am I aligned with my authentic self and with my vision? So that's what the real deal is. And hope that you'll be my partner and join me in fulfilling on that and certainly looking to be your partner inside of that conversation for fulfilling what it is that you're up to and that you want to have happen. So again, I'm excited at the opportunity. I'm excited at what's possible. I'm looking forward to the work that we're going to get done together. And want you to reach out and really say and look to see what is it that you want to produce and how I can support you in producing that. So this International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and I did not give you the website. The website is www.blacksummit.org. Let me give it to you again, www.blacksummit.org. It's a website. It's got lots of information. It's a social website. We also have a Facebook, International Black Summit, Inc., on Facebook to communicate. And then we also have International Black Summit Talk Show on Facebook as well. So we've got some opportunities for you to be in touch, utilize social media to move our conversation forward and to keep supplying and bringing the conversation of what we're up to in the world. Not necessarily to a culmination, but certainly making it to a higher consciousness. That's what we're committed to, and that's what we're up to. So, guys have had me do a lot of talking. That's okay. I get to do that every now and then. Just share myself fully inside of this conversation. So, with that, peace and blessings. Join us from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 646-716-9827. Again, we've got the website is www.blacksummit.org, and we've got Facebook sites, International Black Summit, Inc. We also have a talk show, International Black Summit Talk Show. That's a group. So you can find us on there as well. And my name, Glenn Greenidge, you can find me on Facebook as well as Henrietta Berg. So certainly we can make some things happen. And looking for your partnership in all of that conversation and all of those things. So listen, for now, take care. Be well. We love you. We are your partners, and in partnership, all things are possible. So that's what we're looking to have happen inside of that conversation. And God bless and good night. And look for the opportunities down the road to fulfill in our vision, to make a difference. And I'll talk a little bit more about it, but I have an economic development summit coming in Southeast Queens. So for those of you who live in New York City, November 7th, we're going to be having a shindig at York College. So we'll tell you about some of those upcoming events. Anyway, good night. God bless. We love you. Peace and blessings. Good night.